As a past professor, I would always get the same questions when we would review the syllabus on the first day of classes, the first day of the semester. I would always get the question, how many pages does the report really have to be? And also, is the final exam that you're going to give on the last day of school, is it cumulative? I didn't realize what the word cumulative even was until myself, till I was in college. Cumulative exam means that every single thing that was learned throughout the semester, every note, every chapter, it all potentially could be found on that last piece of paper, the final exam. And for me as a teacher, the final exam always carried the most weight, for the last test determined what my students really learned and what they retained throughout the semester. For me, it was this last test that made all the difference. I'm not the only one that gives tests. God also administers many, many tests, especially to our avos. Abraham Avinu alone had 10 tests, to be exact. What is left for interpretation is what exactly were those 10 tests, and what was test number 10? What was Abraham Avinu's final exam? I'd like to share with you the list of Avraham's tests according to the opinion of the Rambam, the opinion of Maimonides. Avraham's first test was the exile from his home. Test number 2, the famine he encountered in the land of Canaan. 3, the difficulties he faced in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, when Sarah was taken into the household of Paro. Test number 4, his war with the four kings. 5, marrying Hagar after losing hope of having a child with Sarah. Test number 6, his Brit Milah, circumcision at an old age. 7, the difficulties he faced with the king of Gerar when Sarah was taken away. 8, the forced galut, exile of Hagar from his household. 9, the distancing of his son Yishmael. And finally, test number 10, the Akedah, Akedat Yitzchak, the near sacrifice of his beloved son, his son Yitzchak. To me, the Rambam is very logical. The final exam makes sense. After all, what test could possibly surpass taking the life of your very own child? Interestingly enough, not everyone agrees to the opinion of the Rambam. Not everyone feels that this was the final exam. According to the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yonah, another medieval commentator, he suggested an alternative list. Suffice it to say, when it comes to the Akedah, in his review of Avraham's life, he considers that only to be test number 9. The 10th and final exam he finds at the beginning of today's Parsha, Parshas Chayesara, with the death and burial of his beloved wife, his wife Sarah, who had passed away at the age of 127 years. It's very difficult, these words, the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yonah. How could the Rabbeinu Yonah possibly believe that this test was even greater than Akedas Yitzchak? Furthermore, how do we see a segue, a flow, from test number 9 to test 10? How is this last test in our parsha, a cumulative exam. Rashi cites a Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash states the reason for the juxtaposition of Sarah's death to the Akedah. Says the Medrash, V'nismecha misa Sarah le'akedas Yitzchak. The reason for this connection, the segue, the juxtaposition of the death of Sarah to the end of last week's Parsha, Parshas Vayera, with the almost death of her beloved son Yitzchak. Lefish al yidei besuras ha'akeda, because after her hearing the news, shnizdamin bina l'shchita, u'kamat shol nishchat, hearing the terrible news that her only son, her son Yitzchak, was moments away from being slaughtered by her husband, parcha nishma sami mena b'mesa. She was so devastated, she was so shocked, that she died on the spot. Can you imagine the situation that Avraham Avinu had just faced? Avraham Avinu was given a very difficult test. Test number 9. Kach nos bincha, take your son, es yechidcha, your only one, asher ahavta, the one you love, Yitzchak. And I want you to go, and I want you to take your child's life. V'aleu sham l'ola. I want him to become an offer upon one of the mountains. Can you imagine the difficulty Avraham Avinu had to face by giving up the life of his beloved son, Yitzchak? But as we know, he was successful. He did exactly that. Avraham passed the test with flying colors. And now, he's coming home, so excited, so ecstatic to be able to share this news with his wife, his lifelong partner. And he gets home, and he finds out that his loving partner, her companion, had died. Not from natural causes. It was because of his own actions. By listening to the T, to God's command, that's what caused Sarah to die. Not a natural death, but a tragic death. It's very easy for Avraham Avinu at that moment to have asked, why on earth is this happening to me? Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, this is the final cumulative exam. This is the test of charata, the test of regret. It's brought down in the Talmud, in Tractate Kedushin on Mem Amud Beis. Rav Shimon ben Yochai Yomar, Rav Shimon says, Afilu tzadik gamor kol yamav. If you were completely righteous, you did nothing wrong your entire life, umarad b'achrona, but you rebel at the last moments on your deathbed, says Rav Shimon, ibad es harishonos. You lose everything that was before you. Shne'emar, as it says in the book of Ezekiel, sidkos tzadik lo tatzilenu biyom pisho. Even the most righteous of tzaddikim will not be saved on the day in which they sin. Now on this, the Gemara says that doesn't make sense. We're talking about a perfect person. So they made a mistake at the last moment of their life. Perhaps at least consider them a benini. Give them half their sins, but at least let them keep half their mitzvot. What does it mean that they lose everything? Says Reish Lakish, this person, the reason why he loses everything, his entire life, everything that he worked for, is betoal rishonos. Says Rashi, he was mischaret al kol hatovo shasa. He had charata. He had regret for every everything that he had done in the past. And therefore the Talmud tells us an incredible statement. Even if you did everything right, but if upon looking back, you had wished that all those great actions were never done, and you feel bad that you had done them, God will consider it as though you didn't do anything. And you'll have no zechuyot, you'll have no merits, and his mitzvot will be considered as though they did not exist. This, I believe, is the message of the Rabbeinu Yonah. That this was the purpose of this last nisayon. Abraham passed the great trial of the Akedah. Together with this, as we know, is a tremendous schus for all future generations. Not just for Abraham Avinu, but as we stand in our tefillah, especially during the Yom HaNoraim or Shoshana Yom Kippur, we constantly turn to Hashem and say, remember the Akedah, and therefore find favor in us as well. But when Abraham went back to his house and saw that his wife had died, and the reason why she had died was because of his actions, by listening to God, willing to kill his son, willing to do the Akedat Yitzchak. If Abraham Avinu had had even a moment of self-doubt, of regret, of charata, everything that he did in the past would have been stripped away from him. And also, subsequently, from all of the Jewish nation, for all future generations. This is also the meaning in the sentence that we recite after spending the entire day involved in mitzvot, involved at work. We pray in the Mariv service, V'haser Satan Milfanenu U'miacharenu. We ask Hashem to remove spiritual impediment from before us and after us. Not only do we turn to God for help and for guidance to steer us in the proper path for milfaneinu, for what will be in our future, that we should make the right choices and the right decisions tomorrow, but also we ask Hashem to not allow ourselves to have charata, to regret our righteous actions of our past, that which is behind us. V'haser satan milfaneinu u'miacharenu. We cannot have regret. We should not have charata. May we merit to learn from our forefathers, from Abraham, to constantly involve ourselves in acts of righteousness. But just as important, let us never regret in our future whatever perhaps is in store for us, whether it's good or it's bad, because of our actions. By doing so, much like Abraham Avinu, you will have passed this Nisayon. You will have in fact passed your final cumulative exam. Good Shabbos.